Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast, hosted by me, Megan Barrett. One thing I've learned in my own life and from the women I've coached is that when things aren't going the way you want, there's a reason. The truth that most people don't know is that your unconscious beliefs are hiding beneath every decision in your life and are directly responsible for creating your results. Here on the podcast and inside my coaching programs, we dig deep to get to the root of what's happening. Not only to heal the past, but to rewrite the script. So whether you want to grow your own business, become a more patient mom, or just heal your past wounds and live into the real you, I'm here to guide you towards a life that's rooted in love, truth, and authenticity, where you are able to fully trust and lean into your own intuition. Thanks for being here. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome to the Redeeming Roots podcast today. I am Megan. I am so glad you are here today. Today's episode is going to be kind of like the second half of one of the podcasts I did a few weeks ago. Number 34 was my year in review podcast. So kind of doing some reflection, really sharing a lot of like the nitty gritty, like the details of my journaling from 2023. What did I learn? What patterns did I see? What worked well? What didn't work well? So if you haven't listened to that one, go back and listen to it. It's episode number 34. This episode today is going to be more of looking ahead, looking into 2024. What am I taking with me? Kind of taking everything I learned from 2023, projecting it outward. What do I want 2024 to be like for me? So this will be very personal to me. This will be my own journey in 2024. So you'll get a little bit of a sneak peek as to what to expect from me in my business. However, I do believe that when you hear one person share their process and the things that they are working through or struggling with or leaning into, I think that can really spark everyone who hears that into their own types of reflection and planning for the year. So let's get into it. So if you remember from the Year in Review podcast, number 34, I talked a lot about how what the things that worked for me was a lot of self-trust, a lot of trusting my own intuition and really like leaning into that. And so I'm taking that with me into 2024, just that self-trust is absolutely essential to my business. When I trust myself, when I am excited about the things that I'm doing, when I am really leaning into that, like, I've got this and I know what I'm doing and I know why I'm doing it, kind of that like solid foundation, that is when things really work. That's when they feel good. That's when I can help the most people. So I'm really going to take that with me into 2024. Another thing that I wrote down as I was really kind of processing and journaling and planning is kind of like a one step at a time energy is what I wrote down. And so what I mean by that is I personally have a tendency to want to be at the finish line like a second after I start the race. So it's like, sure, I'll open up some one-on-one spots. And like the next day I'm like, I would like everyone, like I want to be full. I want to have a full schedule. And so that's me sharing vulnerably, like my brain, the mindset stuff I'm working through is leaning into you build a tower one brick at a time. You don't build the tower, you know, 100 bricks at once or whatever. So leaning into that for me is going to look like this is going to be like a building year for me. So I have this vision and I have this plan for my business. And so 2024 for me is going to be, how can I take things one step at a time? Like, what are the bricks that need to be built at the foundation of this vision that I have at this tower that I'm building? And how can I be totally present and excited about those bricks as I'm building them, right? So instead of like, oh, I only have one brick on the bottom, I wish I had, you know, 20 layers by now, like that's not a great energy. And I'm like, you know, leaving that one behind. So I'm leaning more into, I am on a journey and I'm building this foundation one brick, one step at a time. Another thing, next bullet point is just like the mindset, the belief that what I'm doing is enough. And so I really I've been working with a coach and she's really awesome. She's a great mindset coach, and she really has these like phrases that she uses that I'm kind of adapting. And so this is one of them that I'm kind of like taking on for myself, is just what I'm doing is enough. So whether I'm, you know, planning for a launch, like I have a plan, entering that launch, like this is enough. How can I lean into the energy of what I'm doing is enough, and the right people are coming, like they are coming into my world because what I'm doing is enough. And having that belief and that stance is really what's going to allow me to show up more freely, versus if I enter into a launch with, I have to do more. I always have to do more. I have to post more. I have to share more. I have to do more. That energy is going to come across in what I am saying. That's going to come across in my stories, in the way I'm sharing about the product. And so contrasting those two, I am like taking with me, I've got it written in front of me on my whiteboard, like what I'm doing is enough. And so tapping into that, you know, daily, weekly, depending on the season and how much I'm, you know, doing, is going to be really important for me this year. Another thing that has come up in the last couple weeks, actually, is just the power of vulnerability. And so I've been sharing, I think, more vulnerably, more openly on my podcast in the last few, I don't know, weeks or months. And I've gotten some feedback that like, wow, that was really helpful. Thank you for sharing that, because I don't feel, you know, like a failure, or now I can like see a more realistic view for my own life. And so I think what's common, I think for every human, is especially if you have a business and you're posting on social media, or you're doing anything that's kind of scary and you're reaching goals, when someone asks about it, you want to kind of like, you want to make it sound better than it is, or like, you don't want to sound like you don't have it figured out or whatever. And so just leaning into this idea that like vulnerability is so powerful. And it's not that I'm going to be sharing like, you know, oh, somebody said this to me, and like, that's not vulnerability. Vulnerability is showing up and saying, you know, here's where I am. This is transparency. This is what I'm working through. And here are the tools that I'm using to do it. And so there's going to be more of that on the podcast, in the way that I'm sharing on social media, my emails. So I'm excited about that. I think that that's kind of part of my journey in life right now, is really it's kind of like that one step at a time energy, being okay with where I am, where my business is, and sharing that, like being totally honest and transparent, authentic with who I am and where I'm at, and what lessons am I learning, and what am I leaning into, and what's working and what's not. And I think that can be really, really powerful and helpful to you as you're listening to this podcast, as you are maybe building your own business, or, you know, working on your own job, whatever you're doing. It's so nice to be able to see somebody and say, oh, they don't have everything all figured out. That makes me feel like I'm, you know, I have everything figured out as much as I need to right now. And it's just one of those ways that I think we can build each other up. So next bullet point is leaving space in the margin of my days. So I've been doing this a little bit, but I want to lean into it more and take that with me into 2024, which means I'm going to quit working for the day before I'm exhausted. I'm going to add like a margin period into my day before my kids get home from school, so that I have time to really like decompress, and so that I'm not going from like, you know, frantically like, hurry, 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 type up this email, I need to finish it, or I need to finish the social media post, or like ending even like a coaching call, ending a call, and then 2 minutes later my kids walk in the door and I have to totally flip the switch and go into mom mode. I want to have space. I want to have space in the margin. I want to quit before I'm tired, and really not planning a ton of stuff for the year. My tendency is to like, you know, I get out my calendars and I love the planning part. Like I could plan so many different launches. I could plan like 15 things this year. Like I'm going to launch this course, and then I'm going to launch this course, and then I will do this, and then I'm going to do this. And then it never works. I never actually follow through on these plans, because it's more like me getting excited about, oh, this would be fun and wouldn't this be fun? And so leaving space in the margin when I'm planning, you know, what launches am I going to do? What offers am I going to have? That's going to look like very minimal planning. So maybe one thing per quarter for me, like one focus, and it's going to be a challenge. Like, I'm being very honest, this is going to be hard for me. Because what I like to do is when I feel excited and motivated to work on my business, I forget sometimes that that excitement doesn't last forever. So in human design, I'm a manifester. That means I have like waves. Like, I get really excited about something. I have just enough energy to kind of kick it off. And then I need to go into a rest cycle. And so these rest cycles are super helpful for me as a manifester. I mean, you may have your own way of resting. Doesn't exactly mean that you have to be a manifester to have these like periods of, I think every human has periods of, I'm really excited about this thing, I'm going to get it done. And then, okay, now I need to rest. Like, part of that's just being human. And I know myself well enough to know when I feel so excited about something or, you know, a lot of things, I also need to plan in some time to kind of rest. So maybe that's going to look, I don't have this all figured out yet. And that's okay. I don't have to have it all figured out. But that might look like, you know, this first quarter, maybe I build in like 1 week of downtime where I don't have any calls, where I don't have anything, where I can really allow myself to go into kind of a deep rest so that I can really check in with myself and just plan for it. If I love planning so much, I can plan to rest, right? And then the last thing that I'm like taking into 2024 is really, I kind of just said it, but I don't have to have it all figured out already. And really allowing myself to be okay with that. Like, I don't have to have all the answers. So this is one of those limiting beliefs that I have that's, I think, a pretty deeply rooted one, because it keeps coming up and I keep working through it from different angles. And I've definitely made progress on it, but it still pops up every now and then. And sometimes if you've worked with some limiting beliefs before, you may have this experience. It's kind of a tangent. It's like, it's so obvious in the first round, right? Like, and then you tackle it from like one layer, and then it shows up and it's like, this doesn't quite, it's not obvious that this is the same thing, but underneath it is that same limiting belief. And so, for me, the limiting belief is really like, I have to have all the answers. Like, it's not okay to say, I don't know. And so in my business, that can come out as, I have to know exactly what the whole entire year is going to look like, right now on January 9th, when I'm recording this. And so allowing myself to really be okay and adding that margin in, and like, I'm just so excited because I think that so many wonderful things will come into my world if I'm not constantly filling it with all of these different things that I'm trying to like put out into the world. And hopefully that makes sense. Things that I'm working through behind the scenes of my business that you probably wouldn't see, unless you're like analyzing every word that that I say and you're like trying to figure out my limiting beliefs, which who has time for that? One thing is how my faith fits into my business. And so this is like just a personal thing that I'm working through. I've been working through it for probably, I don't know, a long time now. But really figuring out what it looks like. Also having like a constant pressure to like figure out like a niche that I'm going to stay with forever. I've had that I've been like working through for a long time. And, I think that I'm going to continue to work through them behind the scenes. So for me, that's going to look like identifying what limiting beliefs are underneath there. It's taking steps into maybe discomfort, even if it feels like the right direction for me to go, even if it's very uncomfortable. It might look like asking for support, finding people to talk about things with, doing some research, maybe doing some journaling, getting clear on like, what do I think? What do I believe? All these different things. And so I'm sure that 2024 has more in store that I am going to be working through and that will come up, that will challenge, I don't know, the way that I'm thinking about things. And that's wonderful. Like, I love that. I love this personal growth journey. I love being an entrepreneur, and I love just the whole energy of like, I'm putting this stuff out there and it's so vulnerable and it's kind of scary and I'm doing it. And then the next time I do it, it's easier. Like it feels better because I've worked through one of those layers. So I love that. So, okay, moving on to what I'm leaving behind. And these, maybe you've already picked up on them from what I'm taking in because I've kind of mentioned them, but I'll just go through them pretty quickly. One is jumping to the finish line energy. So, like I was saying, I want to have the whole tower built the day after I start building it. So that's kind of like jumping to the finish line. I want to be done right when I've started instead of being okay, being in the journey, being in the process. Another thing I'm leaving behind is doubting myself. So anytime I feel myself like questioning or doubting, I have some things written up on my whiteboard that I'm going to turn to. I'm going to pause what I'm doing. I'm going to recenter and get back in touch with that energy of like, I trust myself and I trust my intuition and I know what I'm doing and I know my purpose and I know what I'm here for. And so really getting back in touch with that kind of energy is what I'm going to do anytime I feel myself doubting myself. And then the last thing that I wrote down that I'm leaving behind is like kind of like grasping energy. In human design, it can really show up in like your open centers. And so like kind of that energy of like, oh, I just wish that I was more like them, or like, I wish that I had that, or I wish that I had that. And I think that can show up for me as planning lots of launches back to back to back, like planning 15 things in a year. Because I'm like, oh, but if I had that sacral energy, if I had that energy, if I was like that, if I was like that. And so really like leaving that behind, I'm not doing that. I am going to lean into the energy that I do have in my defined centers. And if I feel like I know what it feels like, I know what it feels like, I have an open head. So like I know what it feels like to grasp for ideas and to like be searching for like the perfect idea or the perfect inspiration. And when I feel myself doing that, having those processes in place that I can turn to and strategies, it's going to be so helpful. I'm so excited about 2024. So I have never done like a word of the year. Partly I'm sure because I can't ever pick one word. So I wrote down like four words. But I'll just read them to you. So I wrote down connection, build, release, and allow. And so I think like any one of those, I feel like doesn't fully encompass everything that I'm really stepping into 2024 with. But when you put them together, I feel like it really gives you a picture, and you probably see that just or hear that as I'm describing it. I think you can feel those words. I would love to hear if you're a word of the year person. I love hearing other people's words and just kind of cheering you on with that and helping you even stay accountable. For the podcast for 2024, the solo episodes are going to be more vulnerable, more relatable, more like authentic, and more like, here's what I'm dealing with, and here's what I've learned, or here's a lesson I learned in the past, whatever it might be. I don't have the full year planned out. However, there will be more guest episodes in 2024. When I looked at the analytics for 2023, which I started the podcast in May of 2023, so really I had like half a year's data to work with. But the guest episodes were the highest performing episodes of all of my podcast episodes. And I only had four guests for the whole, like for May to December, but they were all four of them were like my top four. So in quarter one of 2024, I already have four guests lined up. So I am already leaning into this. I have, let's see, four for sure lined up, and I've just reached out to, I think, four more today. So I'm excited to give you some more just like interviews, some more different perspectives, introduce you to some people that are in my network, because I have an amazing network of people, not just coaches, but just people who have had experiences that we can take lessons from. And so I put a poll up on my Instagram a couple of weeks ago, and it was like totally split down the line, like what people were looking for, business success stories, overcoming hardships. So, whatever it is, we're gonna do the interviews, and I'm really excited about it. I think it actually lines up very well with my human design. I'm a 2-4, and that 4 line is really kind of having that network of like a close network of people. And I'm excited to be able to bring other people to you. So reach out over on Instagram. I'm at It's Megan Barrett. If you have requests of someone that you want to see on my podcast or topics that you want me to cover, I would love to get that feedback from you and work that into the plan for the year. So as far as offers go for the year, I really don't have like a ton of offers, and I'm really proud of myself for that right now. So right now, like at on this day that this is released, Beyond Burnout, which is a course for anybody really, but I'm really kind of catering it to like working moms who have so much going on. Maybe you're burnout, maybe you're tired of doing everything for everybody else. You have so much on your plate and you're not taking time for yourself. That can look like snapping at your kids, emotions just coming out every which way. And maybe you're not sure why. It's definitely for someone who I know it's called Beyond Burnout, and it's not necessarily for someone if you're like in the thick of burnout and you're in that resting period where you're not ready to do anything. Like you just need to rest, like that deep rest. This wouldn't be a program for you, right? This is for someone who's on kind of the tail end of that resting time of burnout. You're in that point where you are trying to figure out, what am I going to do next? How am I going to move forward in a way that I can prevent this burnout from happening again? Maybe you have some ideas of what you want to do, but you're not sure which way to go. And maybe you just need to learn how to care for yourself, all of yourself, like mental, emotional, physical, in a way where you can still do the stuff that you need to do each day. Sometimes that looks like getting rid of things on your plate. Sometimes it looks like adding things to your plate. A lot of times it just looks like refining and figuring out, what do I need to keep here and who am I and all those things. So I'm so excited about it. I'm going to be talking about it on social media. If you're on my email list, highly recommend getting on that. If you're not, I will be sharing about it for the next week, a little over a week. The doors will be open until January 18th, and we will start Beyond Burnout. It's a 5-week program. We will start on January 22nd. So go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/BB, and you can look at the sales page, read through it. And if you're like, oh my goodness, how did she know this about me? Sign up. I want you in the program. I want to help you, and I want to kind of create a community in there of women who are working through some of the same stuff, so that you can see this isn't just me, because there's so many people out there. Anyway, so this Beyond Burnout is my kind of DIY course that I have right now, and it's starting right now. In addition to that, I mean, I have a feeling, just sneak peek, I have a feeling there's going to be more courses coming this year. However, I don't know what they are yet. So, in terms of coaching, if you're interested in coaching, I'm really going to be stepping into in 2024, helping women who want to get something done. Maybe you want accountability. Maybe you need mindset support, strategic support, but you have this idea, like this, like, I want to do something. I want to get something done. Maybe it's building a course, starting a business, getting your first clients, creating like a marketing plan. It can be anything, but it needs to have, I mean, I really, really want to serve the women who are like, I want to do this thing. Like, I just don't know how to do it, right? So I have done a lot of reflection over my life, really, of like, what have people called out of me? And a lot of it is, I am a someone who gets things done. I just am. If you ask anybody in my life, they'll say, wow, Megan just does a lot of stuff. She does a lot of things. And that doesn't mean that I'm like stressed and I'm like over whatever performing. I do a lot of things, and it could be my manifestor energy. It could be like I start a lot of things. If I have that feeling of like, this is right, this is what needs to happen, I can make it happen. And so I want to kind of take that energy into my coaching programs. I love custom programs. So that can look anything like a one-time limiting belief clearing session. If you're like, you know, I really want to do this thing, but I have all of these fears and all of this stuff that's getting in my way. Like, we can do like a big old breakthrough session to clear those things out. It could look like monthly like month to month Voxer coaching. We could have like a 3 month package where you have 1 to 2 calls plus Voxer support. It really depends on the project that you're working on, what you're trying to do, how much mindset support do you need? How much strategy support do you need? And how much like accountability do you need, right? Like those all are different kind of rotating, revolving pieces. And so, if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, I will only have 3 openings each month for one-on-one coaching. And so if you're looking for something like this, go ahead and go to redeemingrootscoaching.com/apply and fill out that form. That's going to be the best first step to working with me. So you can also reach out over on Instagram if you have questions or clarifying things. If you're like, what did you mean by this? That's the place to find me. So there you go. There you go. This was kind of a long episode. I kind of got a little rambly, long for me. It's like 24 minutes. Thank you so much for listening. I would really love to hear, like, are there any takeaways that you are hearing that you're like, wow, that really hits home. I want to take that too. I like that word. I want that too. I would love if you would reach out on Instagram, and just let me know. Like, this is really helpful for me to know what's resonating, what's not. And just, I would love to hear what you're up to this year. Like, do you have plans? Do you have goals? Do you have things you're stepping into? And I would love to be able to support you, even if it's just on Instagram saying, hey, how's that thing going? I'm so excited for you. That's the kind of person I am. So thanks so much for being here. I will talk to you later.
Hey, look at you go. You made it all the way to the end of the episode. That is something to celebrate. Do you know how many people don't finish the things they start? If you liked this episode and want to support me and my mission to help people find purpose, heal their past, and get results, share the love. It would be amazing if you would leave a rating and review or take a screenshot and share it on social media. And if you're ready to dig deep, do the work, and get results, head on over to redeemingrootscoaching.com to join the email list and book a discovery call to see if working together would be a good fit. Thank you so much for listening today. See you next time.